Sean for breakfast, Desmond's at 7:47 Triple M, and it's a really huge day on Wednesday, our hump day. It's a good community day, a couple of games of football and basketball, and they're very, very special. And to talk to me about it, I have two boys from the Esperance Clontarf Academy. I've got Jacob and David in studio. Jacob, how are you going?
Yeah, good.
And David, how are you?
Yeah, great.
It's great to have your company this morning, lads. So tell me a little bit about what's happening this Wednesday at this big community game.
On Wednesday, we have Clontarf basketball. 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Yeah, cool. And then after that, there's some football games as well.
Yeah, the community game for females, like older women's, and that 4:30 to 5:30.
Beautiful, yeah.
Community game for males, it's 5:30 to 6:30, and then we have the BPQ for the last part.
Sounds like it's going to be an amazing day. Now, Jacob, you're doubling up here. You're playing basketball and footy.
Yep. We're basically just doing game plays and stuff and just shooting if we can.
And then, David, you obviously play a bit of footy. Are you excited for Wednesday? Are you a bit of a forward pressure sort of player, a lot of tackles and stuff, or do you kick snagger rolls?
Yeah, kick goals. Sometimes go in the middle or wing, yeah.
What about you, Jacob?
Well, I'm usually a midfield. I usually go on back line if I get tired and stuff.
I'm a backline player. Defenders are super important because you can't win the game if you don't kick goals. That's where the defenders come in. So if you can be super good, that's my little advice to anyone that wants to listen. Now, it's not just the Esperance Clontarf Academy who will be in town as well. You've got some guests all across WA as well, Jacob.
Yeah, there'll be the Clontarf Academy, the Albany, the Northern, Kalgoorlie and...
Kalgoorlie, Goulburn, Clontarf, Cameron, North, Albany... Giving Will an Aspen sauce.
Yeah, cool. So they may or may not be listening now, but is there anyone in particular you want to shout out to? Any guys or girls that you want to say hello on the radio this morning?
Got
to
be
some. Perfect. Yeah, that's fair. That's probably your best friends for sure.
Yeah, and Arnie. And
yeah.
Nat.
Yeah. Cool. Cool.
Yeah. Just probably like my mum and my dad.
Yeah. Cool. Excellent. So it's happening this Wednesday, obviously at the basketball stadium just after lunch, and then at Esperance Oval as well. Some great footy, the boys and the girls, of course, and then you'll have a barbecue afterwards. Now, this is really amazing. I'm very excited for this. David, you've come in. You've actually bought a didgeridoo as well?
Yeah.
So did you craft that yourself, or what's the history behind that didgeridoo?
Thing, we done a contact camp with the older boys. Then after our thing, we have to... They cut some trees down and that. We bring some teachers too with us. Then
So they can help cut down the trees, I suppose.
Yeah, we cut down a tree and then I cut down my one. Then we went to this place that called Community Arts Centre, and my uncle was there. Like, he helped the people like make a ditch and paint it, sand it, and then after take all the cut marks that done.
Yeah, okay. And you know what's even better than making a didgeridoo? If you can play it. So if you don't mind, would you like to just do a little bit of playing for it?
Yeah, okay.
You can't wait. Some live music in the studio with the didgeridoo. We'll get to that just after this quick song. You're listening to Triple M.
Sean for breakfast catch up on Triple M.
Neil Diamond and Cherry Cherry, we're approaching 20 minutes to 8. Short for breakfast, Desmond's at 7:47 Triple M. I've got two delightful young lads in studio. One's called Jacob, one's called David. They're from the Clontarf Esperance Academy. They're talking about a big couple of basketball and football games which is happening this Wednesday. That is tomorrow. I've also got a treat. David's come in with a didgeridoo. We usually reserve the live music for Fridays, but we can make an exception for today. Mate, I'm really looking forward to this. This is live didgeridoo on Triple M. Take it away. That was absolutely amazing. Just step up to the mic just for a second there. How long does it take you to learn something like that? That was great.
I don't know, like a couple of years before.
Yeah, and does that take a lot of practice? Do you practice often?
Yeah.
Wow. Mate, so great to meet you. Great to meet you as well, Jacob. I'll be down there from Esperance Basketball Stadium as well as Esperance Oval this Wednesday from just after lunchtime. Get involved, Esperance. Boys, thanks so much for joining me.
Yep. See ya.
Catch up.